أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM You're listening to 60 Minutes on the 13th of March 2016 and it's 3:30 here in the UK You're listening to Zaid Haq with 60 Minutes and inshallah I'll be with you until 4 o'clock I've got a special guest with me in the studio and we're going to talk cricket today so I want you to all get involved and have your opinion We're first going to focus on, you know, should Pakistan have gone to play in the World T20 and the security situation So over to, I'll introduce my guest and he's one of our presenters His name's Brother Junaid and he presents his show every Mondays 8pm to 9pm and hopefully I can press the right buttons and you'll be able to hear him so I'm going to just fade myself down and say Assalamu alaikum to Brother Junaid
Wa alaikum salam Zahir
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, how are you? And how are you feeling doing sitting on studio I think it's first time for you
it's a frightening experience but alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala will make it easy so I did my duas and prayed my surah yasin and yeah. duas and stuff and you know through wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so inshallah makes it easier and it's a bit daunting because when you're so used to doing it on Skype at home yeah. You don't notice the big black thing in front right in front of your face so inshallah Junaid Sahab and Junaid Khalik Sahab is that correct
yeah.
and Junaid Sahab over to you for your opening remarks regarding Pakistan should they have gone to the World T20 in India
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a thing. It's I think everybody has different opinions. And when it comes to going to India, when it talks to cricket, since my childhood, I've been hearing this. It happens in 1987 when Imran Khan was captain before the tour. All threats and stuff like that. That in 1999, I know when they went under the leadership of Wasim Akram, the issue too came up and they went up and they did well actually in the tour. And I think the same things came up. I think it's something to do with the it's becoming a norm thing. But technically, I think cricket is a sport. People in India love cricket and we should treat sport as a sport. And I think. Is keeping it with the security concerns I think it's a bold step and I must appreciate our cricketers and our cricket board for taking that bold step at promoting sports not thinking otherwise
Junaid Sahab, you made a good point there that we shouldn't mix sport with politics but in Indian sport it does happen in Pakistan sports it does happen what's your view on that?
Well, it's unfortunately that it's becoming a kind of a Euro as a political and sports mixture. But again, I personally think the sports should be kept separate and the politics should be kept separate and we should be working on two different things. You cannot just combine with them. And it's the thing, I think the common thing both the countries are, it's the cricket actually. That's a sport thing. And it's a shame that it becomes a kind of a political weapon when it comes to do it's either the war or it's a political weapon of cricket. But again, I think it's a bold step and it's an initiative. And I personally think that I must appreciate the things about Pakistan Cricket Board because we always take the initiative and we have done it. And we do hope and I do wish that the same happened from the other in India. It happens before, but not the way Pakistan Cricket Board has always extended and take positive steps in sending their teams. But when it comes to the, on the other side, it was not taken. Initiative has not been done at the same level as we have done.
Junaid Sahab, you made a very good point that, you know, obviously Pakistan always takes the initiative, but my view personally is that Pakistan should have not gone because everyone knew when when the World T20 was going to take place. Pakistan knew for months or for years the tournament was going to take place in India. Why do you think they left it to the last minute to, you know, demand the change of venue? Yes, obviously that was caused by the ministers in, Dharamsala who didn't want to the match to take place, but from Pakistan's point of view, should Pakistan have been more demanding, saying, look, we want this, we want security, and if it means our security is paramount, then we're not going to go to India, regardless of how much money we're going to lose?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, a fair point, Zahir, brother, but again, I would come back to my main point, it's a sport thing. And like I said, when I'm reading about the articles on the website, I mean, Pakistan cricket team has reassured about their safety, and that's why they went in, actually. And the place, like if you notice, one of their match has been changed from the places where they originally due to play to the other, which Indian authority think is more safe place. So I think, yes, they have took the steps, and the Pakistan team, I think they have not just went in because they just want to go in for the sake of sport. Yes, they have took the positive steps, but I think they are at the same time have taken a step to assure that their players are safe, and the change of venue for one of their matches, I think, is one of the things where I think Pakistani officials were not convinced and they demanded. So they do have put their demands, and it seems like it's been honoured. So I think it's one of those things. But not going to India, you see, the thing is, by not going to India, I think it's one of those things where you just encouraging the people who are not want the sports to mix in, and just to create a kind of a more thing. And if you just sit back and just say, look, we are not going because we have security concerns, it's fine, you lose money, but it's not the money of the thing, it's more better of the sports. And then it's just one of those things, and then these things will become happen. And like I says, it's not the first time. 87, 99. I mean, I remember these three big tours, and because of Pakistan performed, Pakistan won as well, actually, on those tours. And it's the prime example. A lot of issues have been created, but when we went there, it went very well. Our team performed well. The sports went ahead, and I think it's good.
Thank you. Very valid points, Junaid. The next thing I was going to talk to you about is the security situation. Obviously, they've beefed up the security, and as you mentioned, they're going to be from playing the India-Pakistan match on Saturday from Dharamsala to Kolkata. You see, the security implication, wherever Pakistan go, there always going to be a security threat. And do you think that threat is viable and is it visible? Or do you think the Indians will, you know, stick to their word and provide, you know, security to Pakistan without any fear of any, you know, being attacked by any right-wing groups or individuals?
Well, the thing is, I would say, again, I'll revert back to a particular, I remember the 1999 tour, and there was an incident where people have invaded the pitches and stuff like that. But again, the security has been foolproofed, and it was assured that, if you notice, none of our players have been reported injured and stuff like that. And it's one of those things. So I'm confident that if they keep up with the good security like they've done on the previous tours, that I'm pretty confident the players will be safe. And this, I think this is one of the main reasons. You do expect all sort of things, you know. I remember one day matches I was playing in 1999, and players were running the balls, and the moment the ball was hitting the boundary, they know it was a four, but the moment they go up, the Indian crowd started throwing bottles at Pakistani players, and you always get all sort of these things that was not nice, as the Pakistani players stopped, and immediately I noticed a few security officials went in and they asked us. And I remember in one of the test match, where it was the case where Pakistan won in 1992, it came up that the crowd invaded the pitch, so it really took them 2 hours, the match stopped 2 hours, and then the security asked all the spectators to leave the ground. So that's the extent they can go. So I'm pretty confident. I think if you don't expect 100% thing that, yes, they will not be getting it, but none major incident has been reported before on the tours. There's always been a threat, but I think the security has really kept it under check. And I'm very confident, I hope and pray that this will happen this time as well.
I mean, Junaid, so we'll go to a track, and if any of you want to get involved with our chat, you can do so on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. I'm saying no, Pakistan should have not gone, and Junaid Sahib's saying yes, we should have gone. You're listening to 60 Minutes Live on Iman FM. Its local time is 3:44 here in the UK on the 13th of March 2016. You're listening to 60 Minutes, and my special guest today is Brother Junaid Khalik, and we're talking about should Pakistan have gone to the World T20. So I gave my introduction saying no, Pakistan should have not gone for obvious reasons, and Brother Junaid has had the opposite view. And now we're going to talk about the fixtures that Pakistan will be playing in. So before I hand over to my colleague Brother Junaid for his intro, so Pakistan kick off their warm-up